We plan to talk through the issues faced by startup founders and the people close to them.
That overused phrase, work-life balance.
It is an amazingly focusing time.
This is what we do, you know, aside from our families, this is our whole work life.
I am also known as Dr. Wine.
You know, this is a little bit non-traditional.
A little more zen in the startup life. Founder.
Those days were a mental struggle.
I have been stressed in the past, and I know that I will be in the future.
A founder and his or her significant other will both get value from the episode.
So I am having a conversation today with my friend Corey Miller, and some of you may have followed Corey's work or know Corey. He's the founder of iThemes, and he's also been someone who's really advocated for awareness and understanding of mental health within entrepreneurs, within folks in the tech space. So he and I have become quick buddies because of our shared interests in those topics. And he was on episode 97 and really told some of his story, his own history with depression, his own experience of being divorced when he was founding his company. So I've asked him back because we have been talking together over the past couple of months about some of the things that have been most instrumental and most helpful in instilling well-being in the founders that we know. And, you know, people who still have hard jobs, they're working, they're killing it as entrepreneurs, but they also seem to have this sense of stability and support that has helped them get through hard times. And one of the things that we keep coming back to in our conversations are that the founders who seem to be doing well are connected to some kind of group, a mastermind, a support group, a therapy group, some place of conversation and connection. So I asked Corey to come back and talk about his experience being part of a couple of different kinds of groups. And then we're going to end with a conversation about a group that we are scheming up and are going to be launching this summer and want to, you know, let you all know about as a potential point of connection for you. So Corey, thanks so much for joining me. Let's just jump into it. Like, you know, in other places you've talked about hard times and dark places and dark seasons in your life. And from what I know of you and what you've said before, being part of a founder or entrepreneur group has been just essential to you kind of surviving those dark times. Say a little bit about maybe the group that you're in or the couple groups that you're in.
Yeah. So about 6 years ago in 2011, I joined a group. It's an international group called Entrepreneurs Organization. And part of that is they have forum groups that meet typically between 7 and 9 entrepreneurs that have gotten over the 1 million revenue mark. And it was just water to a thirsty soul. I had been looking in the year before that for some kind of connection, some kind of camaraderie, friendships with other entrepreneurs. And it came at a pivotal time, like you said, the same times the story that I shared publicly about divorce, depression, all this stuff was going on at this juncture in my life, and found this group of Oklahoma City entrepreneurs that we've met every month for 6 years for 3 hours every fourth Tuesday. In fact, today, after this, I'm going to meet with my Forum 2 group. And I just, my life has exponentially benefited from just a group of, it happens to be men and women in that group of entrepreneurs sharing life together, talking about the struggles and the successes, the top 5%, the bottom 5% of our lives together, and getting stories and experiences from other entrepreneurs to go, I'm not alone. And actually practical things that can draw from their stories that benefit my life. And that's why when we met, Sherry, I was so excited, because I felt like there's so much about the entrepreneurial life that's not talked about. I say entrepreneurship, it can be one of the toughest, most demanding, yet lonely jobs in the world. We're doing all these good things, serving customers and making their lives awesome. But most of us, and the many entrepreneurs I've talked to, the entrepreneurs you've talked to, resonate the story of we feel alone. We feel like our problems are unique. We don't have friendships that we can share. I just landed this huge deal that netted me this, and I got to buy a second home or do some amazing thing in my life, send my kids to college now, you know, all those good things that happen. And then also the struggles that we're not able to, we have to put on the masks for most of, you know, the people in our lives and put on a brave face and smile when at the same time we're kind of dying inside. And it was this, the experiences I've had myself and then the other entrepreneurs I've talked to is we bottle these emotions, bottle these things up, put on a brave face. And at the same time, we're just like hurting in solitude. And so this particular group had such an impact on my life that just talking with you, Sherry, and saying, how could we figure something out for this? Because every time I share the story about my forum group in Oklahoma City, I invariably get five people that go, how do I do that? How can I get in something like that? And I think there's this big gap that is so vital to helping entrepreneurs live the true, happy, and healthy entrepreneurial life.
Are there pivotal moments that stand out in your mind when the group was a lifesaver?
Absolutely. A big one that really resonates me, definitely a lifesaver, but my group at the time was 8 men at the time, and 7 of the 8 had had kids. And my wife and I had just gotten pregnant with our first child. And I go, how do I be this driven, hard charging entrepreneur and then be like a good, decent dad? How do you balance these two incredibly important roles? I figured some part out of how to be successful as an entrepreneur, but how do I be a dad with that too? You know? And so that was one of the first presentations I made to my group was, how do you guys do it? And hearing the stories about how they work with their children and their spouses and be able to balance this big thing called entrepreneurship at the same time was so tremendously helpful. I walked away with a sense of confidence, calmness, of knowing that I'm not alone, that I also have people that are going through the same set of circumstances as me that I can say, hey, like for instance, last year, our first child is ready to get into the early education type stuff. And I just go, how do you guys do it? What do you guys do with that? And I see their kids and I think they're fantastic kids. And I want to implement those things in my life, those stories and experiences they've had, successes and failures, to be better as a parent. So that was one big one. And of course, there's always the conflict that happens, a part of just doing life with other human beings, that's a continual thing for me. How do I help communicate and, you know, resolve conflict in my life?
So talk to me about like conflict within a group. Cause I think that's a big issue. You know, often we go to groups because, or we seek out help because we're struggling with relationships, whether within our business or within our family. Has the group ever been hard in that way? Has the group ever been a source of conflict or angst? Has it sort of caused some of those challenges for you?
We've definitely had our share of conflict, just like any two or more humans getting together, there's always going to be some sense of conflict, it seems like. So we've had those kind of conflicts. I think the resonating thing is the commitment to each other, the commitment to a set of values, trust and respect being a big one of that. Okay, we're fairly direct human beings as entrepreneurs too, and there's a sense of conflict. Let's just get it out in the open and have the hard conversations. Now, oftentimes I look at groups of entrepreneurs, particularly those forum groups, and say, it's like herding cats. We're all are successful in what we do. Typically the leaders of most of the things that we do, how do we do that? I'm actually the moderator of our forum group that meets today. And we say moderator, not leader. So I just moderate the conversation. But we all have pride and ego and things like that. And one of the other principles that we've lived by is that we don't give advice. We share our experiences. So you're going through something, a conflict within your team at the time. I can go, well, you should do these three things. That's not the ideal way for a group of very prideful, successful entrepreneurs. The converse to that is to say, in this parallel situation, what were the facts? This is what happened. This is what I did. And here are the results. And I love that. We call it experience share, where you are able to draw the full picture and the truths that you can apply to your own situation from that. It's really revolutionized my life, not just my business. So oftentimes, like, you know, particularly we come to people for advice. Now, I'd still do that. I say, I don't want experience. Tell me what I should do in these situations for certain people in my life. But I get that too. And I'll say, well, let me tell you a story about a similar situation I did with that. And you can draw your own truths from that and ask clarifying questions around that. And I feel like that's just more human. And then I think it actually oftentimes in this setting with entrepreneurs talking to other entrepreneurs is so much more helpful. Just give me the story so I can see how it matches up and the results you had, good or bad.
You're talking to smart, capable people for the most part. And so you can present them you know, when we're thinking about a group of other entrepreneurs, you can present them with a story or with an experience that you've had and trust them to do with it what is most helpful to them. So I think this kind of group that you're talking about really is open and expansive, and it allows people the space to do what they want or what they need with the material that's presented in the group. It's not a directive kind of advice giving or, you know, go and do this particular homework assignment in this particular way so that you can have this particular outcome. It's very flexible.
It's a safe and confidential group of people that I can take off my mask, share things, and know that they're in the same place or similar places than me. And we're just trying to do life together, not the sense of go do this, go do that. You know, we're charged with doing that sometimes in our business. But like, yeah, just being able to do life together and say, I'm a human being trying to be human together has been so, I mean, it's the thing I crave every day. It's just authenticity, being genuine, being able to share successes and struggles with a group of people, again, in safe, confidential environment.
What do you think what's the secret sauce? Like, if you think about other founders or entrepreneurs who maybe want to get into a group like this, what should they be looking for to help them make sure that this is a group that's going to be beneficial and a good use of their time, as opposed to a brag fest or the opportunity for one particular prima donna to showboat to a small group of friends? You know, like, how do you make sure it's a good group? What do you look for?
Have a group of people that are going to be invited to that group that are on the same or similar journey as you, with the same values as you, under the veil of utter confidentiality with no judgment, and just sharing what's going on in each other's lives. That I think those are the absolute keys. For me, looking back on 6 years, I've been in three groups actually as part of that 6 years. I've started or seeded two other forum groups. In fact, tomorrow I'm moderator of another group that I'm trying to get up and rolling again. And I think those things resonate. No judgment, safe, confidential, trust and respect, absolute keys to that. And then you got to show up. Like, our time is invaluable. Often many people in the group, I can't hire them. I don't have enough money to hire them. They're doing their own thing, making good money doing what they're doing. And to have that time, sacred time together, is absolute key. The last thing I'll just say is that it's a funny word, I think, with a lot of entrepreneurs, but it's intimacy. We call it opening the kimono, being able to say...
That has an interesting connotation.
Yeah, I should probably think that through better. But being vulnerable, being open. Like, there's a group of people that you can actually open up to, be transparent and vulnerable with, and know there's no judgment. And that's very rare. I think we bottle up our emotions, our feelings, and things that were struggles that we're going through. And then to be able to do that. Now, I think that just like in a marriage or any other relationship, takes time to build the intimacy, but you do it one step at a time. What I found is when I open up and share more and really set the tone for, I'm going to open up my life to you guys, I trust you guys, that it sets it's a ripple effect that others feel empowered to do the same. And when you get to those deeper and deeper levels of intimacy where you know, my groups know more about me than my best friend, my brother, my parents, a whole host of people that I love and adore in my life. They know so much about me that I probably filter and edit and cater to specific audiences, but they know it all. And I think that just deepens that friendship, camaraderie, sense of community that is so incredibly powerful, that I know at the end of the day, I can call those guys if I need to, and gals, and say, hey, I'm struggling with this, can you help me? And they would. That support and encouragement you get from that is so vital, but it has to start with being open. This is the one place that I found that I can be absolutely myself and share the things that are going on in me and get help and encouragement.
Have you ever been in a group with someone you didn't like?
You know, not so far. I've worked hard to say, like, my time is invaluable and I'm not going to spend it with people who I don't really enjoy. There's been times when people have irritated me and frustrated me, but I've been careful not to be in groups that people I don't like.
I think one of the advantages too of a group like this is it's an hour and a half, or I guess in your case, it's 3 hours out of your month. It might be an hour and a half out of your week, depending on what kind of group you're in. And, you know, you can sort of learn to tolerate someone who's different than you or has a different perspective than you, or you might find a little bit irritating, but maybe there's some lessons in it about, you know, your own experience learning to work with someone else.
That's a great point. Not everybody in those groups is exactly like me, and I don't want them to be. But we each add our own flavor to the conversation, to the experiences we're going through. And I'm able to look at someone else and go, it's not competitive and it's not judgmental, but to go, okay, they have found excellence in this area that I'm just mediocre. I want to use their example to be better in my own life, not to compete, but to be better in my own life. And totally different businesses, by the way, from construction to manufacturing to medical sales, things like that, totally different than the business that I'm in. And I love that too. And we're all uniquely different, but together we make this cool, cohesive group that does life together. And it's pretty cool. It's just knowing that I can always learn and grow from someone else. And these groups with the entrepreneurs going through the same or similar issues and struggles and successes go, gosh, they're doing it totally different. I didn't know it could be done that way. And I love it. And I'm going to draw some truth from that for my own life.
Yeah. And one of the things that you and I have been talking about are, you know, some of the benefits of groups. And I sent you an old group therapy textbook that I thought you might like, or sent you the recommendation. And this is a classic Irving Yalom book that every therapist out there has read. And if you're interested in psychology at all, he's a good author. You know, as we were talking earlier, I was looking over some of these benefits that are pretty well established in the therapy world for being in a group particularly. And a couple of them I wanted to highlight because I hear so much of it in your story. One of the things that he notes as a significant benefit to group is the insulation of hope, the sense of being in a group of people and whatever happens in that dynamic or in that process with those other people makes you feel more hopeful about your future. And that sounds like that's something that you've experienced. Another thing he notes is universality. You know, that's this, I'm not alone. Like the same sort of struggles that I have, someone else has. I'm not so special in my pain, which is actually super, super comforting. You know, people say misery loves company, but it really does. Like we long to know that our sadness, our loneliness, those hard feelings, that we're not isolated in them, that other people feel that too.
Absolutely. I think for 6 years when I've been part of these groups and my core group is I'm not alone. Everybody has the same problems with different names attached to them. But that's that installation of hope. That's that universality, I think, is that my struggles aren't as unique as I thought. That just the human experience has been incredible to hear. Every single time we've met, I have that same thought. I'm not alone. Everybody has the same problems, different names.
I think one of the other things that I'm struck by is the benefit of groups for what we sort of formally call imitative behavior. Basically, you're watching other people. You're watching how they handle themselves in conflict, maybe even a conflict that comes up during the group. And you're sort of watching how people do life, and that then gives you this jumping off point to imitate where you want to, you know, to see another model, especially for those of us who didn't grow up in entrepreneurial families or haven't kind of seen this kind of life lived out before. It can be super helpful to have those kinds of conversations and use the other group members as role models in certain aspects of their lives.
Absolutely. One probably small example is that I, a couple of years ago, would wear jeans and a t-shirt, typical geek outfit. And I always thought, I don't need to put on a costume. I don't need to do those things. That's what Halloween is for. Got my group, and there's some really sharp dressers. Now, they aren't wearing their self-value, but I know when I've started to dress a little nicer, that I feel better. And that was an example of the imitative behavior going, I wore a suit coat twice last week and I hadn't done that for years. And I did it because when I put on the suit coat, I think this is reflective of what I feel inside too. And I've seen them dress so nice. And I think there's such a value to that. And that's the imitative behavior I've seen through my group. Those guys probably don't even know that, by the way. They don't even know that, like, they're such incredible dressers. And
you're taking your fashion cues from them.
Yes, yes. The shoes I'm wearing, I totally copied from one of our guys.
What's that quote where, I'm totally going to butcher it. I bet you know it. You can correct me. Where you are the sum total of, like, the five closest people around you. Like, what's, save me from this. What is it?
You're the average of the five people you spend the most time with, kind of thing. You hit the core of it.
Yes.
That's so true. You know, before I started this group, and I was 4 years into the business when I started in my first group, and I didn't know what I didn't know. But, you know, this is why I have to be in these type of groups all the time. I took a sabbatical from one of the groups, leave of absence, a couple years ago, and immediately I thought, I've got to get back. I need this. I need this camaraderie. I need people around me that are just doing life at an excellent level, sharing struggles too along the way. And my life has definitely, you know, rising tide raises all ships. I'm probably going to butcher that quote too. I think we're like that. We butcher quotes together.
But we get the gist of it.
But the gist of it is when you surround yourself with really good people, like-minded people, but like doing life in such an excellent manner, it's got this incredible effect. I want this type of group thing for so many people in my life. The same benefits I've got about these groups, I want it for my wife. I want it for my COO. I want it for my brothers who are cops. Some small group of people meeting that are on the same or similar journey to share life and experiences together. It's had such a most profound, deeply impact in my life that I want it for so many other people, but I really, really want it for entrepreneurs.
Which is a really nice segue into some of the things that we've been scheming and dreaming about. I think from the beginning of Zen Founder, the beginning of kind of the conversations that Rob and I had around how to be healthy in this life, companionship, friendship, camaraderie, community, those have been really core to our sense of what we need and what people need as entrepreneurs. And, you know, MicroConf is a piece of that. There's mastermind groups. There's lots of ways to do that. But one of the offerings that will soon be available coming out in the middle of this summer is our group. Corey and I will be co-hosting, co-facilitating a group together that it's designed to touch on the conversations that we have all the time with entrepreneurs, the questions that they have, the struggles that they have or that we have, and also create some space for open conversation and connection.
To get that camaraderie, to be able to share openly with a group of people, I know I need a consistent, regular time. I need it. I can get informal conversations with some entrepreneurs, but a formal setting where you can actually talk about living the life of an entrepreneur in a healthy, happy, well-being as the goal of what you're doing. And I think that's so incredibly powerful. And I know I have to sit down and have a time and a date fixed to my calendar, or else I have every excuse not to do it.
And I think one of the other pieces that we think is really important is to have a group that's well curated. So in the groups that we're talking about, Corey and I kind of share the responsibility of hosting the group, of helping to facilitate the conversation, of bringing some content, but also to kind of make it safe for everyone to be the... I like the term hosting. I feel like it's a group where we're offering emotional hospitality, where we want to create a safe space that feels comfortable, where people can be vulnerable and, you know, do the work they need to do to have the lives that they want. So you get people who are going to be participating in this group get the benefit of Corey, who's been the founder of a company and has been in this role for almost 10 years now.
Yep, going on 10 years.
How deep are you into this? So lots of expertise and experience and just like time on the entrepreneurial road. And then silly old me in my training in psychology and experience running and leading groups that are designed to help facilitate emotional experiences and connection.
Which I think is what makes this first group so special, is that having your experience and expertise in the group to be able to guide the conversation in group, to be able to offer insights that as entrepreneurs we might not think about, but your perspective helping people to wellness, I think is so incredibly powerful and something I have not had in the past, and why I'm so excited to be collaborating with you on this.
And we're going to do it a little bit differently than an open-ended mastermind group. We want to have a little bit bigger commitment, but for a shorter term. So we are proposing to meet weekly for about 90 minutes for 8 weeks. So it's a little bit of the like immersion model where, you know, we'll spend a lot of time together in a short period of time. And then at the end of that 8 weeks, people can decide if they want to keep meeting or they want to, you know, separate and go do other masterminds or go from there. Because I think it's important to really kind of jump in and get a flow and get a sense of connection and get some of your emotional work done. But then also know that that commitment doesn't have to be long term if you don't want it to be. You get to sort of test it out for 8 weeks and then decide what pace or rhythm of community works better for you, works best for you.
Absolutely. I should have said this earlier, but you know, there's this term out there, and I think it comes from the E-Myth book, but is work on your business, not in your business. And I subscribe to that. But there's this other part that's lacking, that we don't work on ourselves. We don't invest time and effort and energy on ourselves in relationships with other entrepreneurs that I've, as we've said, has been so incredibly impactful. And so having an 8 week essentially commitment to say, I'm going to cordon this off. It's not going to take a ton of my time, but for 8 weeks, I'm going to commit to these 90 minutes to say, it's time to share my life with other entrepreneurs, my struggles and my successes, and to develop some meaningful relationships while I work on investing in myself. There might be some things that come up in your life, and I know there are mine now today, by the way. It's not a one and done thing. There's always a struggle of living this life that you can dedicate some time to work on it in a community of entrepreneurs with an expert in Sherry, Doc, as I call her, you know, and I think that's just so invaluable to set aside that time, and hoping many will do that.
We want to try this and see how it goes. And I know this might resonate with a lot of you who are listening. We're going to start the first group over the summer. It'll be 8 consecutive weeks. And yeah, Corey's calling in from Jamaica 1 week, and I'll be calling in from vacations and other trips. So we're just going to make it happen. If this is something that really excites you, then hit us up. You can email either of us or go to
zenfounder.com/zentribes. And I think it'll be in the show notes.
Yep, we'll put it in the show notes so you can find it. And you just sign up there. And we are keeping this group really small because, again, we want to really facilitate close connection. So it's going to cap out at 8 to 10 people, including Corey and I. So, you know, it's not a big group. But if it's something that people love and are interested in, then we're hoping to do it again. So let us know if it sounds interesting to you, even if you don't think the summer will work. And we'll get you on the list for a future group.
We'll start doing that through applications, and then we'll probably put up a wait list, I would think. You know, just doing this concept, I feel like there are a set of entrepreneurs out there ready to go. And we also want to say there's a time and place for this, and that we'll hopefully be doing many of these in the future. So we'll have a wait list for you too as well. But we do, like you said earlier, we want to make sure it's curated. And so our only requirement is that you be an entrepreneur and be willing to share openly, listen respectfully, and learn collaboratively. And so we'll have that application up at zenfounder.com/zentribes.
So as always, thanks for listening to Zen Founder. And again, this is just one offering of the many offerings that are available out there, including like a book group at your local library. So there's always a way to get connected, to creatively think about how to make meaningful relationships with other people. If that's an area that you struggle with, you know, we want to help facilitate that, try to make that a little easier by doing something like this. So yeah, you'll probably be hearing a little bit more from Corey in the future as we're scheming and dreaming a little bit. So we'll I'm sure be back on together talking about some of the things that we're thinking about. Thanks for listening to this episode of Zen Founder. Our theme song is A New Beginning by bensound.com, used under Creative Commons.